Somebody on Twitter suggested we do an entire show that is just us saying recording.
That person is a masochist.
That's a like Mad Men.
That was like my suggestion when my friends and I were kids watching Star Wars movies, that we redub all three movies so that every line is "It's a trap," except when you get to Akbar saying "It's a trap," at which point he goes "Line."
Well, that's kind of good.
I think the rewards on that joke are probably diminished along with time.
Surely people would sit still waiting for that line.
Yeah, well, so, okay, that's roughly on par with my my friend Tony's version of the game Riskopoly, in which every battle in Risk is decided by a game of Monopoly.
Every battle or every die roll?
Yeah, no, that is Riskopoly Deluxe, Monty. I'm glad that you asked.
Oh my God, that's horrific.
I think I'm better at Monopoly than I am at Risk, so I think I could game that pretty high.
Is anyone really good at Monopoly or Risk?
No, but Monopoly is a non-Markovian chained system in which there is actually relatively no choice in. I guess there's some branching outcome, but it's
not
much better.
Don't blame me if you don't play with the auction rules.
It's not much better than Candyland, is what I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure every game of Monopoly ends with you just flipping the board over and going, "Screw this, Grandma!"
Yeah.
I like being the race car.
Me too.
Zoom, zoom.
Yeah. I had my babysitter when I was a kid. So it wasn't grandma. It was a babysitter. She would play Monopoly with me. And the thing I remember the most was that whenever she got to the jail on the outside, she'd say, "Just visiting."
Oh, I love your grandma.
My parents were not aware. That's not my grandma, my babysitter. She was not aware.
What?
My parents were not aware how old she was. I think she was like in her late 70s when she was my babysitter. And they thought she was younger than that because she drove around in a little Carmen Ghia, and she seemed, but she was actually quite old.
She was Emma Peel.
So sports cars do keep you young.
That's why Scott likes being the race car.
Wait a minute.
You can't argue with anecdotes. All right. All right, let's do this. Everybody ready?
No.
What are we doing?
Yeah, all right, I'm ready.
Scott, we're doing what you did by yourself last night.
Whoa. My wife is out of town.
I had to say it. All right. Or the Supernatural Brothers, honestly, Dan. That it's the not their actual names, but that same, it's that story. It is
Sam and Dean Supernatural.
Oh, well, it's the Supernatural Boys back in my town again. Exactly.
Was that what?
That was a little character I did. That's called the mayor of the town that the Supernatural Boys go to.
Anyway, we've got a new radio drama.
My point is, well, anything that starts out well, you know it's going to be good. Any other thoughts about Throne of the Crescent Moon before we move on?
I apparently he's working on a sequel currently, and I'll read it.
I'm not surprised.
Says it's the first in a series.
Ah, yes.
The Chair of the Crescent Moon.
Something's possible. All fantasy novels just say that.
You might as well. It's implied anyway, right?
That's what people say about their children too often.
Outhouse of the Crescent Moon. You know, House Cat of the Crescent Moon.
Most outhouses have a Crescent Moon.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, that was what I was going for there.
Yeah, so marketing possibilities are endless. I can do anything.
I had this great conversation with my children this morning because Ben's been reading these two different series of dragon books that are sort of for, not for younger kids. They're, you know, they're one's by Chris DeLacy, I think is one of them. And so he's reading this other series, he's talking about them. And I said, you know, there's the other. And I start listing off like series of dragon books and details like, you know, Dragon Riders of Pern. I'm thinking of the podcast we did. I'm like, how many series are there about dragons that would be appropriate for children? It's like 400, I think.
Oh, appropriate for children.
Why are there so many series about dragons?
And what's on the other wing? I have two book ones in series about... Well, I don't know if they're both series. I have two dragon books sitting on my Kindle right now. Because I have Which ones? Tooth and Claw, the...
That's not a
Joe Walton.
That's
not a series.
Not a series.
And then David Sparks just recommended His Majesty's Dragon.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm sure it was going to be Naomi Novik. I liked a lot of those.
Temeraire.
How many did you
read? They go in a very odd direction that I did not expect them to go, but I actually found kind of cool.
How many did you read so far, Dan? There's like seven, aren't there?
I've read maybe five or six.
Good night, five by five. I'm going to shut off the thing. Good night. Thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye, Clinton in Australia. I hope you had a good lunch. Goodbye.
Have a good life, everyone. I've read, I think, the first three, and they're quite good. And I heard they got the direction goes really different.
Well, they start getting into like the dragons, which are sentient and can talk, are like, great. Hey, how come we don't have rights? And you're like, whoa, that is not where I thought this was going to go.
there's glimmers of that, but I was telling Ben, I was like, these novels are set, it is almost like they're beautifully dropped into the Napoleonic period, where it's like it's also historically rich and neat, and then it's like, oh, and there's dragons, and they use the dragons properly as if they were airships,
right.
Like sentient airships. Yeah. They rig them, they have crews, they have military discipline, and I'm like, this is actually what the English and French would do given dragons.
Right. Well, I mean, I read at that, I mean, probably around the, maybe a little older than your son is, I was reading the Hornblower novels, which I loved as a kid, you know, and this is clearly just lifting wholesale, if you will, out of that. And I don't know, I found the first several delightful. There's one of the recent ones kind of soured me a little bit. There's one where they go to Australia, and there's a lot of time where it's just like, again, sort of a compression problem where it's like you're trying to get in the point that they're lost and they don't know where they're going. And it's like, we're flying over desert for like 150 pages. And it's like, done with this. But there's a lot of stuff in there that's really good. And she's a good writer, and she's very clever. And it is a really, she does a great job with the historical stuff. I think I agree with Glenn. I think it's really well tied in. So
We talked about that on the episode that was Glenn plus four women talking about dragon books, because we all love – I had a recruit. Like two
wanted
people
who like dragons.
It was great. We had a wonderful conversation. We talked about without any of you guys, and we talked about dragons. It was great. But yeah, that's funny. So Tooth and Claw, and I think we only covered like – in that podcast, I think we covered like six or seven dragon series, and there's like so many more. We should do a kids thing again. When was the last time we did that? Was that well over a year ago?
It was over a year ago, yeah. It's on my, it'd be fun to do. It's on my list of more kids stuff. But the list is it'd be great. The list is so long.
We have to get
those moments where I think I have no topics, and then there are those moments where I think I've got a year's worth of topics.
Can we ever get those Princess Bride kids on? I would love to have them on if they're
I'm sure we could.
That was the best thing, and I'm like, that was months ago,
sure,
but I mean, not like we haven't been
busy.
They
were on the end of the year episode, but I'm sure we could.
That's good. They were just awesome.
Yeah. I also thought, I've also thought about doing where we get our kids to just be on, you know, the podcast. There's Letzes and Fleischmans and Snells. And
Ben would be beside himself to come in and talk about books.
And I just got an email. Well, you guys saw it from the kid who's like, let me tell you how to be successful with teenagers.
With the
teenagers like blood and action.
I'm listening.
I'm like, I know. All right. And he said, please respond and say, I acknowledge you. And so I wrote back and I said, I acknowledge you. And I got a tweet from his dad who said, thank you for writing to my son. I said, well, all I really did was acknowledge him.
Sweet.
But yes, okay. That was
nice. Acknowledged.
I got to say,
this kid needs
do
to
an Avatar episode. Okay. That's what he was really saying. Do an Avatar.
I would be happy to make fun of the movie pretty hard.
No, he means do it the animated series, the Avatar.
The animated series is quite good. I've watched all of it. It is actually quite good.
About the movie. It's like Shyamalan took a really fun series and drained everything good out of it for just a horrible live-action movie.
He's like an exsanguinator of fun.
It's weird.
There's our episode title.
Only the children knew. All the children knew they called him Mr. Glass. And that's the movie I like by Shyamalan.
It's a great movie.
Mr. Glass. It's starting to look like an exception, though, really. The Unbreakable. It's like his.
There's a couple other movies. I don't know. We've never really done a Shyamalan episode, but I feel like I've defended Lady in the Water, and I like – it's problematic, and it has
a subplot. Hey, movie critics, you suck because you don't make things, and I make things, and that's why I'm awesome. Even if the things I make are terrible.
Hey, I'm talking. If you – I agree with that. That part is problematic. I think if you take that out, the movie is much better, and it doesn't need that. That subplot is unnecessary, and the movie is actually quite good if you – sort of sidestep that subplot. I think. And it's totally superfluous to the plot, which is the part that makes it so much worse for me. But the rest of the movie is actually really good. Like, and I think a lot of its failures were because it was hyped because of M. Night Shyamalan, and it was terribly mismarketed. But I maintain there is a good movie in there. It is unfortunate that it got, you know, stomped upon by that shitty subplot.
Well, and the reverse of that is The Village, which was mostly terrible, except that Bryce Dallas Howard was somehow really good in a terrible, terrible
movie. I actually like that one, too, although it also has problems.
I didn't mind The Village. I thought The Village was okay. I didn't think it was great, but I thought it was okay.
If I had known it was an M. Night Shyamalan movie, I might have liked it, but... Once,
that's the problem.
If you go
you got to start
twist,
taking his
and it's
yeah,
the most
you got to take
twist,
his news.
That's
out.
A problem.
Yeah. You got to take his name off things. And
the
I
twist
think
is it's not a movie by Emma.
That's the problem with some. And I think he's trying to get away from that now, but it may be too late.
Did you see any of the trailers for The Box? The one with the devil in an elevator is the one I.
Oh yeah, when people booed his name,
yeah,
like yes, I was in a theater when they booed his name, and I've never seen that happen before or since.
I saw it.
I'm like, surely a Brett Ratner movie would get booed before M. Night Shyamalan.
Three times I saw it happen where people seem excited about the trailer. His name comes up. There's booing and then laughter in the
laughing.
Theater.
Yep.
People realize, oh, poor M. Night Shyamalan. We hate him.
I mean, he made a really good movie, and I maintain that he's, as a director, I think he's a good director.
Yes.
He pays a lot of attention to what he does, and a lot of directors don't. They get away with like, all right, we'll just put the camera there, do the thing, you guys say your lines, and let's go. He thinks about what he is doing.
See, I used to think that, but The Last Airbender is all him as a director, and it's just awful on every level.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know what happened. I mean, everybody's allowed a mistake or two, but I don't know. I think he'll make a comeback.
Guys,
I think
it's
going to be several years.
M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah. We've ruined him.
It's going to be several. We need to reboot him.
We're not getting our deposit back.
No, you break up, you buy him.
That's right. But he shoots in Philadelphia, so kudos to him.
Yeah, he's a Philly guy.
Yeah, I say hooray. And I've told my often told story of walking through his set. But...
Yes, that's a good story, though. Classic.
Did anybody see After Earth?
No, but
no.
I heard some
I
bad
seen
things
it
about it
or,
again. I'll watch it after it comes out on Netflix.
Oblivion,
or
nor have I seen Oblivion. So.
Really? Never?
O or A?
Well, I appreciate you guys knocking all these novels. Makes me feel way better about my writing. I, too, could be a Hugo nominee someday.
Yeah, you know, that's the saddest thing when you read some of these is like, really? Wow. Anybody could be a novelist if they market themselves properly because... There's no writing talent involved.
That's why.
That definitely makes me feel way better.
Let me tell you this. This is not suck uppery because.
Oh, tell me.
Guys,
tell me this, Glenn.
I'm going to tell you this. I've read both.
A kiss is just a kiss.
Jason and Dan, I've read your novels, and both of your novels are far superior to anything on this year's Hugo nominees list. So I cannot wait until your novels are actually published, and then they can be nominated.
Glenn, that stent has just made your heart so many.
His
so
heart
many
grew
larger.
Six sizes that day. Yeah.
Well, it's either I have more blood flow to my brain or less. No, I'm much more.
He's drunk on blood.
Oh well, when Dan and I become nice. wildly successful.
We'll rule the Hugos with an iron fist.
We will let you guys do the podcast episode where you say how terrible we are and we shouldn't have.
And then we will have you killed.
I want you guys
can
get
do
these,
that, Dan?
I want
yeah,
you guys
no,
get these
I'm pretty sure that
damn
comes
things
with it.
Published so you can start being successful.
Yeah, yeah.
With them.
I really want to. Yeah, I got to get my Google thing out this year.
I just finished mine.
Too late. They've already done
everything. I know they've done everything ridiculous that I made fun of. That's why I have to do a rewrite where I make it even more ridiculous.
They're even amoral and evil now, too.
Yeah. I just did another rewrite. It hurts my brain.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks, everybody. This was lovely.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. And I don't have to read those books ever again.
Recording.
Zing.